Hello, friends. If you haven't met them already, prepare yourself to get up close and personal with the very unusual citizenry of Sunken Harbor. As Old as Tomorrow, part one of Snowbound in Sunken Harbor, was taped live at the Slipper Room on Sunday, January 29th, 2017.
Emerging from the shadows at evening's darkest hour, he comes to you trading in anxiety and chaos amidst the throes of peaceful slumber. It could be none other than the Sleep Meddler.
Yes, it is I, the Sleep Meddler. I come to creep as you sleep. Ah, my precious little sleeper, your precious slumber will soon be torn asunder, and you shall twist and turn and retch to my every whim. Soon you too will sleep no more. Now, what wicked spell shall I cast upon thee? With just one wave of my hand, I will redirect the course of your very dreams. Come now, distress, discomfort. Come forth, agents of anxiety, unease, dejection, desperation. With thoughts of questionable deductions on your tax return. The line at Department of Motor Vehicles. Expiration dates on various dairy items. Being trapped in an elevator, talking to someone with really bad breath who begins every other word with the letter H. I call upon all of you now. What's this? Sleepy smiles of contentment? All right, I'll show you. I call on you now, all the foulest powers of night and darkness. And that phone call you're supposed to have with your mother tomorrow morning about your life choices.
Me, 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 me.
What? What? How could this be?
I'm sorry, Sleep Meddler. Your powers are futile, as our beautiful dreamer here is immune to all of your sinister enchantments, for she slumbers upon a Casper mattress, an obsessively engineered mattress at a shockingly fair price.
A Casper? No! Zounds! I cannot penetrate this wall of sleep!
It takes great sleep to lead a great life, so Casper created one perfect mattress. It combines supportive memory foams to create an award-winning sleep surface with just the right sink and just the right bounce. With over 20,000 reviews and an average of 4.8 stars, it's quickly becoming the internet's favorite mattress. Designed, developed, and assembled in the old US of A. Try Casper for 100 nights risk-free in your own home. If you don't love it, they'll pick it up and refund you everything. You'll sleep better, dream better, and live better. Go to casper.com/fireside and use promo code FIRESIDE to get $50 toward any mattress purchase. Again, that's casper.com/fireside. Use promo code FIRESIDE, $50 towards any mattress purchase. And the midst of snow, as he had foreseen, was still on it. A ghost of snow falling in the bright sunlight, softly and steadily floating and turning and pausing, soundlessly meeting the snow that covered, as with a transparent mirage, the bare bright cobbles. He loved it. He stood still and loved it. Its beauty was paralyzing, beyond all words, all experience, all dream. No fairy story he had ever read could ever be compared with it. None had ever given him this extraordinary combination of ethereal loveliness with something else, unnameable, which was just faintly and deliciously terrifying. That was a passage from Conrad Aiken's Silent Snow, Secret Snow. Allow the mystery and lyricism of these words to serve as a signpost for the enchanted little hamlet we're now about to enter. Sunken Harbor. The same town that has been preserved for generations, despite a seemingly natural predisposition toward the supernatural. The same town that triumphed over a strange hurricane and nearly fell to a mysterious power plant the last time we visited them. Now, this town has another troublesome challenge to contend with. It's not often when a seaside place like Sunken Harbor gets this much precipitation during a snowstorm. In fact, no one saw this storm coming at all. All the local forecasters were confident that the nor'easter wouldn't even touch this part of the state. Now, even in the best of times and with more notice, the Sunken Harbor Highway Department is woefully unprepared to handle the rigors of such a storm. Sheriff Ulster, along with a handful of volunteers, are using the Stone's Throw pub as home base as they struggle to counter the surprise attack sent by the elements.
Holy God! It is cold out there.
Oh, with the wind chill, it's 10 below. I can't remember it ever being so cold here, and I have lived in this burg all my life.
Yeah, we're getting killed out there.
How is it we only have 2 plows working for the whole town?
How is it that you're in here instead of at home where you're supposed to be, Annie?
Moral support! Besides, I live 2 doors down. I know you're the law and it's against the law and all, but can I smoke in here? Romeo's all right with it, right, Romeo?
No.
Just one?
Annie?
Let us smoke a cigarette, Sheriff.
No one is smoking in here.
I might need a cigarette myself, and I gave up smoking long ago. I think I will have another drink, just the same. Romeo! Another, please, and neat this time.
What's bothering you now, Sheldon? And why are you here and not volunteering?
I'd be happy to help.
Great. Then put that drink down. We need men ready to help salt and plow. We're seriously undermanned out there. Everyone is stuck out where they are. And the whole town is fixed on taking it out on the highway department and me.
All right. I can help you. But I'm also in something of a crisis. My niece is missing, you see. I can't find Sissy. She's not answering my calls or texts. I'm just beside myself. Why does she do this to me?
I'm sorry, Sheldon. We'll keep our eyes and ears out for her. But we also have a lot of other people with equally crappy situations to deal with. What? Annie, why is that dog in here?
Oh, he always comes in here with me. No one else complains. Everybody loves my
What's that black thing around his waist?
Oh, it's a mourning band. Frippers passed away this morning, you see. Frippers was his best buddy. I never saw a cat and dog so close. It's a sad, sad day for us.
All right, then.
Now can you see why I need to have a cigarette, Sheriff? Don't make me go out in the cold. Have a heart.
Cobra Kleinman, do you read me?
Sheriff Ulster here, Cobra. Coming in clear. Over.
I can't remember ever seeing a storm like this one. It's bad out here, guy. I want to keep doing my part, but I think I'm going to need a break soon. Over.
Copy that. I think we have someone here who will be able to take over for you. Where have you plowed so far? Over.
I haven't been able to hit the side streets yet, but I got most of Main Street clear. Over.
The business district? Let me guess. It's all clear by your karate school. Over.
You know, first of all, it's a dojo. And you're welcome, by the way, for my volunteering services, Sheriff. Over.
I'm grateful to you, Cobra, but try your best to get over to some of the side streets before you wrap. Over.
Copy that. It's starting to fade, though. What's up with this friggin' weather? How did the media completely miss this? Was everyone asleep at the wheel or what? The friggin' phony-ass media, and it's the reason this country's going down the friggin'...
Let us know. Just let us know when you're heading over this way, Cobra. I'm thinking of letting Mr. Sheldon take over for you. After we give him a quick tutorial, I think he should be...
Sheldon! What are you, crazy? He's freaking British! I still haven't figured out what side of the road they're supposed to be driving on.
He's been living here long enough, Cobra.
Yeah, but is he sober? I mean, I can never tell with the guy.
He's sober. What can I say? Beggars can't be choosers. We're short on volunteers. Over.
Oh, gee, thanks.
Like I said, Cobra, let us know when you're on your way back to the Stone's Throw. Over.
Copy that. Remember, Sheriff.
What's that, Cobra?
We're stronger than the storm.
Yeah. Over and out.
Experiencing delays due to ice and snow on the rails. We have a crew on their way to clear the tracks. We'll try to get up and running as soon as we can. Thank you for your patience.
Of course. That just figures. I knew this evening was going too well.
Hey, Maya Belfair.
Aren't you sweet? Your face, it's so familiar. How do I know you again?
I'm Jay Sheldon's niece, Sissy.
Mr. Sheldon's niece, of course. I should have put it together with the accent. Not many Brits live among us, as you know.
We're the only ones in town that we know of.
Well, what are you doing out so late?
I was seeing friends in the city. And at this rate, it looks like I'm going to miss curfew. I hope my uncle won't be too cross.
Oh, I don't know how he could be, given this storm, blizzard. Well, a lot of good it did me to look at the weather forecast. Nothing like this was on the radar. Serves me right for taking the LIRR when I should have sprung for a cab.
And what about you? What brought you out tonight?
Oh, well, you couldn't have kept me out of the city tonight, no matter how bad the weather. I saw Hamilton!
Oh, my God! How'd you get tickets? Was it amazing?
It was amazing. But I can't tell you my source. I was sworn to secrecy. Da, 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 da. Oh, such a lovely evening. And then this had to happen. Well, who knows how long we'll be stuck here.
Pardon me, Miss Belfair, but don't you have some pull since you're the mayor and all?
Smart girl. You're right. I'm going to get Sheriff Ulster to send someone out right this instant to rescue us from this tin can. Well, I'd hate for your uncle to worry.
And you don't want to tarnish the memory of the night you saw Hamilton.
Precisely. Experiences as sublime as that don't come that often in a lifetime.
Okay, sir.
Simon, please call me Simon.
Simon, this is all an elaborate prank. That's all this is.
You must be thinking of Laverna.
Laverna?
The goddess of mischief, deception, and pranks. She appears as a head without a body. Or a body without a head. Depending on the situation, of course.
Someone is here in this house now. What's going on here?
No, this is not the work of Laverna. She was not invited to this party.
Invited?
Remember, you put the pipe to your lips. You sounded the pipe. You made the call.
What? What did I do?
You called out to the winged messenger.
What is that?
And the messenger hath brought forth his dispatch.
Please!
Congratulate yourself. You have managed to complete the work Hiram Chapp himself started in this very room over 200 years ago today. He didn't live to see it through, but he came oh so very close.
I'm hanging up so I can call the police.
Do you really want to do that? Okay, you can stop now.
Me?
Not you. Him.
Him?
No need to bang against the door. I can open it for you. Jerry? Are you there? Oh, my. It appears you've dropped the phone, Jerry. Jerry! 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 Please, please don't run away. Come back. It's so cold outside.
What's this thing? Hello?
Sheriff Ulster.
Yeah, hi, Diana.
How's everything going over there?
Well, I appreciate you checking in and all. To tell you the truth, it's a bit rough out here.
Sheriff Ulster, I need you to send someone to get me, as soon as possible.
Get you?
My train is stuck on the tracks between the Sunken Harbor and Daniston stations. I need to get back to Sunken Harbor at once so I can deal with this weather crisis.
Miss Mayor, I hate to ask this, but I'd appreciate it if you could hold off a little while. We only have 3 plows, and all my guys are tied up, helping folks who are stuck in different places. We're waiting on salt and sand reserves coming in from Huntington. It's just really a bad time.
Are you saying that you can't?
Diana, I will personally come and get you. Just give me...
It's important that I be there now. I can already see that my leadership is needed.
Yes, I know, but I... Oh, Sheldon, please wait here like I asked you. I mean, need you in a minute.
Mr. Sheldon, he's there with you.
He might be volunteering for us, but he's more concerned about finding his niece.
Sheldon's niece? What a coincidence. Excuse me, Sheriff. What? Huh? Okay.
Diana?
Sorry. The reporter from Newsday happened to be on the train and recognized me. Anyway, please get someone over here right away.
You know, you owe me one, Sissy. I could use an intern around the office. What was that about? Why the deception? Why did you start shushing me the moment your uncle came up?
I was in East Williamsburg with my boyfriend, Evan. Uncle Jay doesn't approve. He caught us in a bit of a snog 2 weeks ago and gave me this embarrassing lecture. You can only imagine. He treats me like a child, but I'm almost 17.
I do remember being that age. I'm sure your uncle is just being protective, but I would not want to endure a lesson on the birds and the bees from Mr. Sheldon.
See? You understand. And Evan is just the coolest. He's a brilliant artist. I actually met him in Sunken Harbor. He was at the shore painting the landscape.
Well, he sounds like a legitimate talent. He seems like the sort of young man your uncle would approve of.
It's not the art he doesn't approve of, although he doesn't seem to be a fan of that either. Evan's a bit older than me. 23, in fact.
Oh, dear. Artists do like their muses young, don't they?
It's not like that. Evan says I'm just as mature as a girl's his age, and I just get him, and he gets me.
Well, that sounds awfully romantic. Is your boyfriend in any galleries at all?
No, not yet, but he will be.
I didn't know emerging artists were focusing on such traditional subjects as landscapes.
Here's the brilliant part. After he paints the landscapes, he scans them into his editing software and inserts photos of dancers strategically throughout the painting.
Oh, like Degas?
No, like exotic dancers. Strippers. It's a juxtaposition of soft and edgy, you know? Safe and dangerous. Isn't that absolutely groundbreaking?
How unique. I hope you'll resist any invitations to pose for him, though. Leave it to the professionals is best in this case, I think.
Uncle Jay said something like that, too. He should know me well enough to know I wouldn't compromise myself in that way.
Your uncle will figure out that forbidding you to see your boyfriend won't do any good. He's an odd fellow, to be sure, but well-intentioned.
He's a good man, Uncle Jay. I hate to admit it, but in the end, he's usually right about things. I hope he's wrong about Evan. He has to be.
I can't believe you, Sheriff! All this bloody selfish mayor of ours! The people in this town need your help, and now you're going off in your 4x4 to rescue Her Highness? And for what? I need your help! People are stranded in vehicles, in their homes, some without food or electricity, and I need to find Sissy!
I have sworn duty to answer to authority. It's my job, Sheldon.
And it's your job to protect the people of this township, sir.
Sheldon, for the love of all that is high and holy, don't you ever, ever tell me what my job is.
Them fat cats always come first, don't they? It's as old as tomorrow. Oh, what's wrong, Chuck Chuck?
Hey, fella, what's the matter there?
Well, something's wrong the way he's growling. Easy, baby.
It's a dog. They growl for crying out loud.
Don't you notice how still everything is? Peace and quiet. Quiet and peace. If only those two things went together in this town. Whenever it's too quiet in Sunken Harbor, you can be sure there's no peace. Chuck Chuck knows it. And I know it too. Yeah. Yes, it's as old as tomorrow.
Please, that doesn't make any sense, Annie. I think you've had enough to drink.
Sheriff Alster! Sheriff Alster, come in!
Sheriff Alster here, Cobra, is that you? Over.
Help! I need help!
What's the matter, Cobra? Over.
Something ran out of me, out on Pebble Path Road, and I went off the road. I'm stuck.
Are you hurt, Cobra? What was what, Cobra? Cobra! Cobra, do you read me? Over!
Just come and get me, please! Quick!
All right, Cobra, I'm coming. Hold on, buddy. Over and out. Sheldon, come with me. I may need you.
Gladly, Sheriff.
Easy, baby.
Sheriff Alster here. Diana, there's been an emergency. Look, I'll have to call you back. Sit tight, Diana, please. Just sit tight. But you're gonna have to sit tight. Let's go.
Brown, and the sky is a hazy shade.
that concludes our program. Mr. Sheldon was played by James Reeser. Sheriff Ulster was played by Eric Davy Gislison. Simon Perdido was played by Alan LaForest. Sissy was played by Mary Murphy. Cobra Kleinman was played by Michael Pate. Annie was played by Casey LaForest. Jerry Arden was played by Bill Heidrick. And Mayor Diana Belfair was played by me. The musical performance, A Hazy Shade of Winter, written by Paul Simon, was performed by Martina Da Silva, accompanied by Jason Yeager. Snowbound and Sunken Harbor was written by Sylban Sandovar and Rebecca Graves, and it was directed by Annabelle Rollison. Our show is produced by Gustavo Rodriguez, Daniel and Rebecca Graves, and myself for Fireside Mystery Productions. Our theme music is by Jason Graves. Our musical score was improvised by Steve Blanco. Our sound designer is Greg Russ. Our sound effects engineer is Joe Young. Our technical director is Johnny Goddard. Our production coordinator is Dahlia Morali. And our production assistant is Brontis Shane Orengo. For listeners in the New York City area, our next live taping for an all-new show we call Love After Death will be at the Slipper Room on Sunday, February 26th at 7 p.m. We'd love to have you join us. Tickets on sale now at slipperroom.com. Also, coming up on Thursday, March 9th at 7 p.m., fans of all ages are invited to attend An Evening with Fireside Mystery Theater. This show, featuring some of your favorite Fireside audio dramas, will be performed live at the 53rd Street branch of the New York Public Library in Manhattan. The event is free, and we'd love to see you there. Please help us out, dear listeners, by taking a quick moment to rate and review our podcast on iTunes. It means a lot to us to get your feedback, and we really appreciate it. Oh, and hey, FMT merchandise is now available. Go to firesidemysterytheater.com/merch and grab some swag to support the show. I shudder for the one who looks and finds the face in the glass. Next week, another installment of our icy epic, Snowbound in Sunken Harbor. This is your own Ali Silva. The storm will blow over, eventually, but in the meantime, be sure to mind the shadows.